It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. It's time for the quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And with football right around the corner, no better place to get in on all of the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To celebrate the return of football, DraftKings giving all users a no-brainer to start the season. Listen up, you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook has moved the spread to Kansas City plus 101 points for all users. So even if Kansas City were to lose by 100 points, you still win with DraftKings Sportsbook. That is what you call a no-brainer. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN and take advantage of this no-brainer of an offer. That's promo code KSN to get in on all of the action for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Jim Galante. He's Greg Pickle. And Greg, in quarter number one, we talked about the latest revelation that the vote to cancel Big Ten football in the fall was an 11-3 vote. But now let's move forward to the conversation that we might have a season in the fall or the winter or the spring. First off, what's the latest word, Greg?
Well, so as we sit here and talk, Jim, I believe pretty strongly that the idea of starting the season potentially at the end of Thanksgiving is not really something that's being heavily considered. And frankly, why would it be? I mean, if you're not going to start the season in mid or late September, why would you wait until Thanksgiving to start? I guess you could look at it on one hand, Jim, and say that you could create a better environment for student athletes who are still on campus after Thanksgiving, because it sounds like Penn State and many other Big Ten schools are going virtual only after Thanksgiving. They're going to finish the fall semester online and then see what happens with the start of the spring semester. So maybe I could get it from that perspective. But it also seems to be that we've heard more and more and more about maybe a second wave coming around then of the coronavirus. So I just think the thing that makes sense to me, and doesn't have to make sense to everybody else, but I think the best way to do this is see how the fall semester goes. Now that you've already shot yourself in the foot for no particularly good reason, I have a really hard time believing that they're going to put a fall season back on at this point in time. So wait until January, start what you would typically call summer camp. It would be winter camp, of course. Start that right around the time you would start bowl practices in December. Have the guys ready to go to play at these dome sites within the Big Ten footprint at the start of the spring semester. So we're talking the second week of January, and get a shortened regular season in. Then I saw the reports that indicated that, you know, the Big Ten East and the Big Ten West champ would play in the Rose Bowl, and perhaps the Big Ten West would, the Big Ten champ would then play the Pac-12 champ at the Rose Bowl the next week, and they would be done by the end of March. To me, Jim, that sounds good to me. I think that makes a lot of sense. Will it happen? I don't know. It's hard to say. But it makes as much sense as anything, and I just don't see the logic in starting a season at the end of, you know, right around Thanksgiving. It just, to me, feels like the only reason you would do that is to try and get more practice time. So keep in mind, James Franklin and his staff, and I'm sure many coaches in the Big Ten and Pac-12, are not pleased with the fact that they were only given 12 hours a week with their players, while everybody else who's playing a season obviously has more than that. So the only reason you would try and eye Thanksgiving in my mind is so you would get more time with your guys. But other than that, I just don't see that working out.
Well, you know, some of the advantages of playing in the fall would be it's further away from the 2021 season. You would probably also have fewer players opting out because it wouldn't conflict with the NFL combine. So it's pretty obvious why the coaches would want to play in the fall. And all the talk of playing in the fall seems to be originating from the coaches. And although we all got a little bit excited about the possibility of football in the fall, you had to temper that enthusiasm with the fact that we may have heard from coaches and athletic directors, but that doesn't matter. They're not the ones who vote. It's somebody else that votes. And correct me if I'm wrong, but neither Kevin Warren nor any of the presidents have come out in support of a fall season, have they?
Not to the best of my knowledge, no. And that was the other thing that was mind-blowing to me about the reporting related to this, Jim. There was a lot of talk about, well, the Big Ten coaches are meeting to discuss this, but the presidents will have a significant say. That's how Pete Thamel of Yahoo Sports put it on Twitter. And I just like, hold on a second. The presidents just had all of the say in postponing the season on August 11th, but now they're only going to have significant say, and somehow the coaches, who seemingly were left in the dark about so much of this, now they're going to have a bigger seat at the table suddenly. None of it really made any sense to me. Were the coaches out there getting new medical opinions to present? Because, you know, again, we have heard that that was part of the issue here. So I just think that you know, when all was said and done, it was a nice chance for the Big Ten coaches to make a recruiting ploy and make it look like they were fighting for their players and fighting for future players and yada, yada, yada. And that's great. They have to do that. They need, you know, it's something that was going to happen really no matter what. So I just think that that was a recruiting ploy more than anything else. And that there was really probably not ever going to be legs to that whole idea unless something drastically changed. But, you know, again, drastic change is things like saliva testing that can be turned around faster. And we've heard that that is getting closer to becoming a reality now. How much product will be available at the start of a college football season and how much of it colleges can get was another question, obviously. But, you know, I just think that, you know, again, the coaches, I know why they did what they did, but it just didn't seem like something that was going to ever accomplish a whole lot in the sense of bringing the season back.
Well, perhaps this was wishful thinking on my part, but you mentioned the medical testing, and for those who haven't heard about it, there's been some talk of a new test that would be readily available. $5 per test, turnaround time of maximum 15 minutes. So in other words, it would be practical, efficient, cost effective to test players literally prior to them walking onto the field. And the Big Ten had always said, we're making this decision as a medical decision. And if the medical issues change, we'll use that information going forward. My thinking was, could the Big Ten use this as cover? They're certainly not going to come out and say, gee, we were wrong last time. We're going to make up for that mistake and get football playing. That's not going to happen. But could they use this new medical testing as cover to be able to say, see, this is what we told you all along. We needed this type of thing to move forward.
Yeah,
a possibility.
I would like to think it is, Jim, because that would obviously make our lives easier and better. But, you know, if that was going to be something that could potentially sway their decision, I would just have to assume that instead of postponing the season to the fall, they would just postpone making a decision about postponing the season until maybe the middle of September. So when they acted so hastily, it feels like to me they really took a lot of those things off of the table. We haven't heard from James Franklin. We haven't heard from Sandy Barber. So I don't know if all the players are on campus working out still, if they've done the quarantine that, because keep in mind, there was that little break there between the postponement and the start of classes. So I'm imagining some guys went home, and I imagine that them participate in any football team events, they would have had to re-quarantine and get tested again. So I just have a hard time. You know, I don't know if all those guys are on campus, but I just feel like now you've made it so that kids went home, kids maybe stopped training for a little bit. They took a bit of a break. Perhaps Dwight Galt and his staff were like, look, let's get with the sports science people and alter what we're doing with the idea of maybe not planning to peak be at peak physical performance at the start of September. And they were probably already darn near in that mold because of when the season was postponed, what part of camp they were in, and when the season was supposed to start. So I just think it's too late now to go back and undo what they've done. You know, again, I think that's probably why you're hearing things about a Thanksgiving date, because that obviously would give them plenty of time to get all these guys back on campus and get working again and all that. But I just don't see that as realistic either. So while I would like to have hope for that, Jim, I just have a hard time seeing it actually playing out that way. We can be hopeful, though. We can be positive. You know, I'm okay with being positive.
Well, I'm always optimistic here. I want to find an excuse or reason for them to play football. And I wasn't thinking of them saying, oops, now we got this medical testing, we'll start late September, because that's just not realistic. And I don't think it would be realistic for that new testing to be available. But late November, Thanksgiving time frame, it does sound like that could be realistic for the new testing. It allows the Big Ten to kind of save face, you know, that they don't have to say we were wrong. They could just say, well, that's what we were waiting for, better testing. Now we have it. Another part to this equation, Greg, that I hadn't thought about previously, but when you talk in terms of starting up in late November, have you heard anything at all about Big Ten winter sports? Remember, typically, and I'll go by basketball, that starts typically in November. So does the Big Ten not have to make a decision on their winter sports also fairly soon? And at that point, if there's any way in the world that they say, yes, we could play winter sports beginning in late November, early December, how could they not then say we can play football?
Oh, I agree. And Jim, here's the other problem. It's that the Pac-12, when they did what they did with the fall sports, they also said we're not going to start winter sports, which really include wrestling, hockey, and basketball, and a few others, I'm sure. But those are the three that come immediately to mind. They said I don't know if the Pac-12 even plays hockey. I doubt it. At any rate, they said we're not starting those sports until January 1st as well. So does that mean the Big Ten's going to do the same thing? They didn't announce that information. Again, it was just, it's stunning to me that the Pac-12 handled this so much better than the Big Ten did, but that is the truth. There's no argument to be made there. And still, Jim, as we get closer to a month since the decision was made, we still don't have all the answers we need.
And if the decision is to play winter sports beginning in January, why not play football beginning in January also? So a lot still to happen. We haven't heard the end of this story. Stick around, though. Quarter number three, it's Ask Greg.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Two of MMA's most respected fighters step into the octagon this weekend at UFC 252. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can bet $1 to win $252 on this weekend's main event. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. For week one of the football season, DraftKings Sportsbook has moved the spread to Kansas City plus 101 points for all users. Even if Kansas City loses by 100 points, you would still cash your bet. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN for limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.